Welcome to Pacific Beer Chat. I'm Mike.
I'm Warren.
I'm Steve.
All right, for this episode, we're going to be doing a group of five beers all from Halifax area. I think they're all from Halifax proper. I could be lying. They're all from New Brunswick, though.
We'll check them out.
So we're in Halifax and Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia. So, yeah.
We've pissed off our listening audience already. Nice.
No, because one's actually from Fredericton.
There we go. Okay. So, the Maritimes.
Yes. So, we've got two from Church Brewing, proudly brewed in Nova Scotia. And then we've got one from North Brewing, Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. So, there you go.
Nice place.
Then we've got one from Two Crows Brewing, right in Halifax. And then we've got one from Trailway Brewing that's in Fredericton. So,
Interesting.
It's fun. We got some of these beers came from 902 Brewcast, a podcast out of Halifax. Then the other batch of beers came from Atlanta to the Atlantic Canada Beer Blog or AC Beer Blog. So,
thanks. Thank you very much.
Very much appreciated.
Love doing trades.
It's nice to see what the rest of the country's up to sometimes.
Yeah, it definitely is. Yeah. And there's lots of neat beers coming from all over the place. So we're going to start with the Church Brewing Congregation Pilsner. It's 4.7% alcohol.
Yeah, if they had that at my church, maybe I'd go more often.
You can start there.
Ooh, a little foamy.
So is this place actually in an old church or something?
That's a very cool question. I've seen other breweries do that.
Story behind the name? Oops.
I mean, we could Google that.
So it's supposed to be a Pilsner, eh?
Yeah, it says, a beer to be enjoyed with family, friends, and strangers alike, a refreshing lager inspired by the Pilsners of Germany with a subtle European dry hop.
Definitely getting that grassy hop aroma. You get you get that nice, delicate malt in the background, though.
Yeah, it definitely reminds me of the profile. I get the German Pilsner to this.
Yeah, the hops are a little more up front than I'm normally used to with this style, though.
Yeah, they're a little more forward, but like I'm getting the notes I expect.
I like when it's a little more hoppy.
Oh,
that is nice.
That is nice. Kind of fruity with a little bit of floral.
Yeah, a little again, a little more hop forward than maybe I would expect, but
that's more of an IPL almost than Pilsner. Yeah. I can get behind this one.
Yeah, it is a little on the hoppy side for the style, but it's working.
Yeah, and the malt isn't getting lost. Like, it's there.
For sure. Yeah, that's a pretty tasty one. That would work well on a hot day.
Yeah. This is actually, this church was originally built prior to 1840 as a Presbyterian church and located on Prospect Street.
Well, there you go.
So there you go.
So it's a church.
And the structure was wooden and relocated in 1885 to its current location on Main Street. Oh, unfortunately, it succumbed to fire in 1913. It was rebuilt from white rock. Red stones were used on the outer walls. So, yeah.
Cool.
Very neat.
Bam.
I'm going to have to look up some pictures of the brewery. I'm curious to see what it looks like. I'll get to it later.
Stone construction? Probably pretty cool looking.
Yeah, I bet.
Wow. Yeah, this is really nice.
But again, there's no flaws. Other than it might be too bitter for the style.
Yeah, it's a little off style, but I don't have a problem with that.
No, it's
quite tasty.
It's not badly off style either. Like you wouldn't crack this open and go, this is not what I expected.
Right.
Unless you're looking for a Pilsner that is like the Alexander Keith's of IPAs, expecting
What are you doing looking in this section of the beer store? Like, really? what are you doing here?
Yeah, some people think Alexander Keith's is an IPA, right?
Well, it says so right on the label. Yeah,
exactly.
Apparently those who like it a lot.
I've heard that before, yes.
I'm not a fan myself.
No.
I've got some nostalgia wrapped up in that one, I'll admit. And way back when.
We all had our bad beers. As bad as mine.
You know, we all started somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. That is really tasty.
Yeah, I do like the hop profile.
It's pretty clear.
It's dry.
It's kind of crisp.
A little bitter, a little fruity, a little florally. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of fun notes there.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like a pale ale.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's got a lot of flavor. I'll take a closer look at the label here. Nova Scotia. See, I know some guys from back there. I wonder if they've heard of this stuff.
This brewery's pretty new, I think.
Yeah.
There we go. So the restaurant side opened in January 30th, 2019, and the first brew was on July 4th, 2019.
Wow. Okay. So they're really new. This year.
They bought the building in 2017 in September.
Wow. For having owned beer out for what, like 5 months? That's pretty solid.
Yeah.
See, I try not to judge a brewery too much until they've been open for at least 6 months and kind of got into the groove. And wow, this is pretty damn good.
Yeah, they hit their stride right out, I think.
Yep.
Jeez.
Yeah, I know. I've had a couple other ones, and then I've heard rave reviews from back east. So kind of knew there was something going on there that was good.
Yeah. Well, it must be the divine intervention.
I mean, can't hurt.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a certain magic in the building.
Yeah, there's the building.
Oh, wow.
That is lovely.
That is a cool
place. I'm sure it looks a little different now.
Probably, but still, that is gorgeous.
Very cool. Jeez, okay. So then when I go to the Maritimes, I got to go to Wolfville.
Apparently.
Got to find out where that is first.
Maritimes isn't that big.
Yeah, there's not a lot there. Like, drive half an hour, you'll find it.
It's up the road there, buddy.
Let me tell you, Yaron, first.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
All right. Slide into the next one here. This one's from North from North Brewing and Tatamagoosh Brewing.
Oh.
It was brewed at North Brewing Company. There you go.
Okay.
It's a pretty busy can with lots of...
That is pretty...
The little doodads in the background remind me of Saved by the Bell or something.
Yeah, and it's got a watermelon slice surfing.
It's got like an 80s kind of feel to it.
Yeah, so this is the Cool Melon Watermelon Kolsch. It's 4.5% alcohol. Hmm. I have a feeling this one will be less bitter than the Pilsner.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking. All right, let's take a look.
That can sure is striking. You would notice it on a shelf for sure.
Yeah, that will definitely pop. I mean, it feels pretty summery, I will say. But
the main background is like this bright coral color.
Yeah.
It stands out within, and there's a neon yellow frame around the name. Yeah, it stands out.
And then a couple colors of green and then the yellow, yeah.
Boom, boom.
Ooh, that gets quite a nice head on it.
Yeah.
A little hazy, not bad though.
Hmm.
You can smell the watermelon.
Yeah, you can smell it, but not super strong.
No, it's a hard aroma and flavor to do though.
And the aroma I'm getting is more like the watermelon rind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like you're getting a lot of the green, a lot of the bitter part.
Mm-hmm.
Like not in a bad way, but I do smell a little bit almost like the watermelon candies.
Oh, it tastes like watermelon.
Yeah, but it definitely smells.
It's not overpowering though. It's not too strong. Fairly subtle.
That is a nice touch of watermelon. And you can still taste Kolsch notes. You can still taste the malt. I'm not.
And you're getting more of that rind, too, in the flavor.
Yep.
That's actually really impressive because that's a really hard flavor to capture. Watermelon is just basically water. There's not a lot to it.
I'm just having a little trouble. Can't tell if I'm missing the hops or if I'm just a little blown out from the rather hoppy Pilsner.
They're there. But they're mild.
They've got them sitting far back enough that the watermelon's not overpowering it. They're sort of working together.
Yeah.
That was really pleasant, one way or the other. Like, mm-hmm. I really like that.
It's one of the better watermelon beers I've had, for sure.
I
cannot think of the last watermelon beer I've had. Certainly didn't leave an impression.
No.
Maybe Parallel 49 Seed Spitter, which has kind of been retired now. I've had one from 21st Amendment out of California.
Mm-hmm.
It was okay. Is it Heller High Watermelon or something like that?
Yeah, that rings a bell.
But it's been a while since I've seen one.
Yeah, I've seen a few of them around, and I try to avoid them usually.
It's probably a hard one to do.
But honestly, this one's not terrible. I'd probably drink this.
I'd
finish the can.
Yeah. I can see this being a nice summer or sort of like, oh, I'm going to try something different.
Yeah, I would definitely rather see this one in July or something.
Yeah, totally.
Especially because the Maritimes have real winters.
Mm, yes. Maybe this is a reminder of things to come as the bitter cold seeps into their bones.
Yes, exactly.
I think Storm does a watermelon, too.
They could, yeah. Wouldn't surprise me. James does everything.
This has a good level of watermelon in, though. It's not too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, to my note about it smelling a little like watermelon candy, it doesn't taste like that.
No, not at all. It just tastes like watermelon.
Yeah, it doesn't taste like Jolly Rancher.
Yeah, and it's definitely still very grainy, and like it's definitely watermelon flavored beer. It's not just watermelon juice or something.
Right, yeah. Like I said, I'm getting a lot of the Kolsch notes I want. And I'm still getting, I am getting grain. I am getting hop now that I've had a few more sips.
Yeah, you get that toasty malt in there.
And it's like a carbonated beer. It's definitely not a carbonated pop. So.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not a ton of sweetness to it.
Nope.
Which is good.
Yeah, it's actually drier than I expected.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I did go in expecting much sweeter.
Yeah.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember, I don't know if either of you were there that day. I can't remember because it was like a year ago when we did some, actually, it might have just been Carnell. And we did some different beers from Nova Scotia and the area, the Maritimes, and they were already good that time, too.
Interesting.
So.
Well, I guess we don't get exposed to a lot of that beer out here, right?
No. Two Crows has been available sometimes in liquor stores here.
Yeah.
But I think that's just mostly because their brewer used to brew at Bridge Brewing, and he's got some connections here.
Okay. Mm. Hmm. Very interesting. And now that I'm getting into the glass, it's like I'm almost not even noticing the watermelon that much.
Mm-hmm. Want a little bit more?
No, I'm good.
It does sort of fade off.
But yeah, it's almost getting, like my tongue's getting used to it. Mm-hmm. So it's not even noticeable, really.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, you're kind of left with just a really pleasant Kolsch at that point.
Yeah. It's a little fruitier than a normal Kolsch.
Really? Yeah, but I mean, I prefer a Kolsch that's a little bit fruity anyways, although it's usually citrusy.
Ah, hull melon hops. Okay. And laboriously pulped watermelons. So it sounds like this wasn't just jugs of watermelon juice that they ordered in.
Yeah.
It sounds like they used real watermelons.
It'd be fun to just toss them in.
Well, you got to mash them up first.
Yeah, baseball bat then. Dip the baseball bat in some star sand or something. Wood chipper. How do you sanitize that? You don't have to because you're going to boil it anyways.
Yeah.
pour some sanitizer through the wood chipper first.
Right.
Oh my God, that would make for an amazing like collab brew thing where you're...
Yeah.
Huh. What do you think, Silver Valley? No.
I can see us out the back door now.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get a really small version of a wood chipper?
Yes, we can.
Yeah.
Oh, my. All right. Well, we can move into the next one then.
What do you got
there? Is this a Le International Volume 2?
Oh, the Beel de God?
Yes. It is a 5.8% alcohol, 17 IBU. This is from Two Crows Brewing.
Pretty interesting label.
And it's part of an international collaboration with the Saison Beer de Garde and Farmhouse Ale Appreciation Society.
Mm.
But it doesn't tell me any more than that.
Wow. Say those names again.
Sound legit.
The Saison Beer de Garde and Farmhouse Ale Appreciation Society.
Jeez.
So brewed in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
That sounds serious.
That it does.
Ooh. It's lively. It's got a nice color.
Yeah, some of their beers can get pretty lively.
It's a little teeny bit hazy. You got this deep, deep amber. Nice, thick, frothy, white, slightly off-white head. A little rocky.
Ooh, I like the color on that.
Ooh, nice aroma.
That's pretty.
It is, isn't it? It's sort of orangey amber.
Oh, man, you're right. On the nose, that just comes right out.
Whew. You get all kinds of things in there.
Mm. Yeah, it's a little funky, a little fruity.
Yeah, I'm getting that really astringent kind of, I don't know, Band-Aid sort of aroma or whatever.
The medicinal, like...
Yeah.
Hmm.
And then there's all kinds of fruity and tart and other things coming in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Holy moly.
It's a nice smell, though.
That's complex. Whoa.
That's got some pucker.
I thought there was going to be a sour element to it. I could smell just a hint of it. But yeah, there's some tartness there.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That it is.
That is definitely the opening note. I'm curious.
Woo! That finish is tart.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Mm. That is maybe a little much for me on the tartness scale, but and I'm tasting some good things here still.
It's probably still above 3 pH.
Mm, yeah,
sure.
I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever, yeah.
Sure. But that, like, a very lemony, a very specific citrus to it. It's not just that generalized sour, which is kind of nice.
No pith, though, at all.
Mm-mm. No, I'm not just getting tart. Any, like, bitter sourness. Pith or rind or anything like that. This tastes like you juiced a lemon a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty tart.
There's a grapey flavor in there too, isn't there?
A little bit. Like, a little Venice, yeah. A little bit wine-like.
Starting to get used to it though now. It's starting to open up to a few other things. I mean, I wasn't quite expecting that, but that's it's growing on me.
I quite like it. It is not as complex on the flavor as it is on the nose, I find.
Yeah, definitely that.
Yeah, it's a little more singular in the flavor
department. Yeah.
Just a whole lot of tartness.
And lemony kind of citrus thing going on.
Yeah.
Get kind of a hint in behind of what grain might be there, but
yeah, there's
not
some,
much.
There's some slightly subtle other flavors in there, but it's everything's getting drowned out by that tartness.
Hmm. Definitely packing a punch.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I've liked everything I've had from Two Crows so far, though. Some more than others, for sure, but I haven't had a beer that I disliked yet.
Hmm. What's the percentage on this one again?
It was 5.8%.
Okay. Interesting. A little higher than I would have expected.
I think it's the strongest beer we're going to have tonight, actually, on this episode.
Well, if any of y'all out there are into sours, you should give this one a shot.
Definitely.
So there doesn't appear to be a website for the Appreciation Society. There is a Facebook group, though.
Ooh! Oh,
this group is dedicated to a love of farmhouse ales, bière de garde, and saison. And discussions will include old favorites, such as well as new releases. And it kind of peters off into, like, you know, forum rules at this point. But it sounds like the name is pretty straight up what it is. We like these beers. Talk about them.
Fun.
Hey, I'm in for that.
Definitely.
Pretty cool that they actually managed to get a collab going, too.
Yeah, it's too bad they didn't put a little more information about what that society was on the can, where to find them.
Maybe it's one of those clubs like Fight Club.
But the number one rule is not to talk about Fight Club.
Right?
Right. But the third rule is to try your best and have fun. Sarah still has that shirt.
Nice.
She still fights in it, too.
Nice. I like to, if you look at closely at this can, there's a lot more detail than I thought at first.
Yeah, it's interesting. It looks like a sunset or something.
Yeah.
But okay, it's like ocean, and it looks like there's a boat or something. Or,
very maritime feel.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Although it almost has the feel of...
It's pretty.
Northern Lights with the amount of color in there.
Hmm. There's a lot of purples, reds, and blacks. And it's pretty cool.
I kind of like the line work in there, too. It's all very straight lines.
Mm-hmm.
And with a little subtle texture to each band of color. It's pretty.
All right, so we're going back to church now. Didn't think I'd say that. That's bizarre.
Yeah.
You got to sing it.
I was hoping the editor would add that in the background.
Oh, maybe he will. Yeah.
We probably can't afford the royalties.
Keep it under 30 seconds.
Yeah, we can afford 3 bars. It's free then.
All right, so this one is the Saltwater Joys. It's a Gosa.
Oh.
It's 4.4% alcohol.
Okay.
And that's what it says. Again, Bradley brewed in Nova Scotia.
Gosa. an interesting style that you haven't seen a lot of up until, I guess, what, last couple of years with the popularity of sours. Yeah, so this is a soured style, but yeah, it generally has some salt in it as well, right?
It's like an almost dead style.
Yeah. You know, thankfully, there's some styles that were on the verge where the craft brewers have brought them back.
I think one of the first local ones was by Driftwood here.
Oh, yeah.
That is a pleasantly pale, slightly hazy hay straw color.
Yep.
Good head, good, really white head. Oh, you can smell the salt.
And hey, Mike.
Cheers. Clink. Yeah, that smells salt. It smells like sea air.
And you get that tartness, though, as well in the aroma.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what fruit that is, but I'm definitely getting some fruit on the nose.
Yeah, a little bit of toast.
Mmm. Whoa.
Mmm. Hello. I like this.
That's interesting.
Mmm. That's
definitely some solidity up front.
Yeah.
And then you get the tartness, but there's also still a multi-sweetness in there, and you can taste the malt, like cereal, like almost like a Shreddies kind of
thing. I was going to say, it tastes almost like a saltine cracker.
Weird.
Mm. With some salted fruit on top.
Yeah, a little bit. That's fun. I like that.
It's crazy the way you can taste the grain. The salt's almost like accentuating the like the sweet malt notes.
Mm-hmm.
That is really odd.
Yeah.
I've never had a Goza with that strong of a multi-grain flavor.
No, I did not expect that to come out, but that it adds a really fun set of notes to it.
That is different.
Wow.
Also, love, I just noticed at the top of the can, it says, brew good, do good.
Nice. You see the can for
Yeah, definitely.
Jeez, I'm liking these church beers. I wouldn't necessarily say they're bang on style.
Oh, God, no. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
But
what liberties they've taken have improved it, in my opinion. It's making it something that's more exciting than just a style.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So it says, the simple things in life, an homage to one of the an homage to one of the popular sour wheat beers of Germany, brewed with sea salt and coriander.
Oh, coriander.
They've also got wheat and oats in the mash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wheat and oats in the mash, as well as everything, the usual water, barley, and sea salt. That is... Also, it's just a really nice, clean design. Black with just the one color.
Well, it matches their other can, too. Just the colors change, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're very cohesive. You can tell they're from the same brewery.
And this was made on, I think it's made on August 10th.
Wow.
So,
okay.
That is, that's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
I would happily have a few more cans of this. That is delicious.
It was quite tart at first, but it's actually quite balanced.
Yeah. Like I'm not one for a lot of sour beers. Like I'll drink them, try them, have some fun with them. But this one I'd actually go back to.
Oh, yeah. This one actually ended up getting doubled up, so I already had a can. I already knew I liked it.
Bastard.
You just got to make the trade yourself.
This is what I have you for.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's a little more flavorful than your average kettle sour.
Yeah, definitely.
I like that.
Yeah, clearly a lot of thought went into that one, too. Like the balance, they clearly thought about balance and getting all the ingredients to the right levels. That is, I like what that shows.
If you go back to the last one, it doesn't seem as sour now.
Let's have a try.
You're right.
Yeah. It's got other notes to work with.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And I would not have said that the Goza was the more sour of the two.
Not necessarily, but I think that has to do with the balance. It's got the malt sweetness to back it up, which the other one didn't necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, both are really nice.
And the Goza has a little bit of body to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're usually a little thinner than this for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably coming from the oats.
Yeah, it's interesting to put the oats in there because you don't hear oats very often in a Goza, at least I don't.
Not in a Goza, yeah.
Maybe they're just so used to using it for New England's or something that they just got a lot of oats inside.
Well, and before that, I it's quite common to see them in stouts and things.
True, yeah.
You know, oatmeal stout or whatever.
Yeah, and I mean, it worked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, they'd probably sell more milk stouts if they called them milkshake stouts.
chocolate milkshake stuff.
Yeah. All, the only thing different is it's more malty instead of more hoppy. You wouldn't buy them, I don't think. No. But
throw some Long Johns in, and then you got a pastry stuff. There we now go. I'm in.
No, you're not. Kick up the alcohol and I'm in. All right, so now we're going to try the Trailway Brewing Co. Luster Hoppy Session Ale at 4% alcohol.
Trailway?
Yeah, Trailway.
I would point out it's L-U-S-T-E-R, not R-E on the can.
This is another really flashy label. Like, this is bright yellow background with a hot pink foreground.
White lettering.
Definitely designed to catch your eye.
Yeah, and sort of the nice diagonal banner thing harkens back to some of the older beer labels.
Ooh, this is quite hazy looking.
Very.
And lighter on the color scale. Light yellow, pale yellow.
That's almost like a pineapple-y.
Want a little more
seed? Yeah.
I'll get some in a minute.
Okay. Ooh, I'm smelling a lot of hops.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That is, oh, yeah, that's a lot of
fruity, spicy hops.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you get that resiny.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, that smells a little like being in a forest. That's good.
I actually like to point out, too, that the beer, while really hazy, it's actually a much different color than, say, like a New England IPA would usually be. Cause it's not like that orange juice color. It's
maybe
like pineapple juice or something.
Yeah, definitely. Like pineapple juice. Actually, it has a little bit of pineapple note to it.
Whoa. It tastes like a New England IPA.
Although it's got a little more sort of resin and bite in it.
Yeah, you taste a little more like, the herbaceous hop, a little bit of pine resin.
Mm-hmm.
Not very bitter, though.
Which is actually a good way to go when you're doing a session ale, because... Wow.
Yeah, it's real creamy in the body, but the hops don't stay with you. It's not super bitter.
Nope.
It's pretty easy to drink.
They don't stay on here, but I'm guessing there's probably oats or wheat or something in this to give it that body.
Seems likely, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is something they should do with all session ales, like all session ales like this.
Yeah.
Because too often an ISA or whatever session ale, it's just so thin, there's not enough to it, and it's just kind of boring.
Yeah. Right. This is definitely not. A little bit of a nice creamy body is just
nice. You can pump the body up by using flaked products, right? Flaked barley, flaked wheat, flaked whatever.
Oats, yeah.
Yeah, oats, whatever. That helps with the body.
Who knew being flaky was a good thing, right?
This is pretty easy to drink, man.
Yeah, I could crush these for sure, and I'm not always a fan of session ales and stuff. Now, I'm not saying, like, I love, like, a good dark session or something, but just, like, the ISA-style session ales, I'm not always a fan of, but this is really good.
This is an excellent an excellent interpretation of a session-style Northeast IPA.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it. This is really good. And those hazy, juicy things are not my thing. And I'm loving this.
Yeah, probably because there's a little more on the West Coast thing going on, right?
It's not stupid overpowering with the hops and flavors.
There's some broad appeal here. Like, there's a little something for everybody without it, with nothing being too much.
That's what I like about it. It's not overpowering like a lot of those hazy IPAs. They're just too much. Mm-mm. Where are these guys from?
Trailway is in Fredericton.
Fredericton. New Brunswick. Nice. Well, I can tell you, these guys back east know what they're doing.
Yes, they do.
Apparently. I'm surprised. I genuinely am, because I guess being in this little bubble of the Lower Mainland in Vancouver here, it's obvious that we've been making decent beer here for a while, and you see it in the rest of the province here where it's happening, and you think, oh, okay, well, you know, maybe we're at an advantage here because the water's so great here in this province. You don't have to mess with it so much. I know in the prairies they got some hard water, they got some mineral issues, and it can make it difficult, right? I don't know what the water situation is like back east in the Maritimes, but if they're working with tough water like some places in Canada, then good on them, because they're making incredible beers.
Yeah, definitely.
Those are fantastic.
I mean, it just just takes them a little more elbow grease to make a good beer sometimes, but
yeah,
doesn't mean it can't be done. And there's obviously some good brewers.
Yeah.
And it's amazing too, because these are small provinces, really small provinces, and they're already getting per capita. I think, was it Nova Scotia's got per capita one of the highest now in Canada?
Really?
Now, there's still not a lot of breweries, but
yeah,
it's just for a tiny little province, they're pumping out a ton of beer and haven't had a bad one yet. I mean, obviously, they're curating this for me, but
yeah. Yeah, good point.
They're picking good beers, and
I think we're going to have to do a trip.
I'm in.
Send us some money, people. Not.
A Patreon sponsored trip.
Yeah.
If anybody out there knows, if in Halifax, if the Blue Nose Diner is still open,
let us know.
Please.
And if anybody out there has contacts with the New Brunswick or Nova Scotia departments that deal with tourism and
tourism
stuff,
boards. You know, get in touch. That'd be a long road trip, but a lot cheaper as a road trip.
I'm in. I'd love to go back there.
I'll do it.
I wonder how many hours that is to drive straight.
Ooh, yeah, that's a drive.
It took me 5 days to get to Manitoba.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if you had a bunch of drivers and you just kept going.
All right, I'm still going to guess over 2 solid days. Maybe 2.5.
Wow. You're checking Google Maps? 24.
Yeah.
All right, let's see how we do.
Let's see here.
We're going to rent a SUV and get going. Damn.
Yes, to Halifax. Let's do this. Calculating. It only takes 2 days and 8 hours.
Hey, I was right on.
That's without stopping.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Well, we got to factor in pee breaks and meals, right?
And that's actually driving through mostly the U.S. If you want to do through Canada, it's 2 days and 10 hours.
Why, but no tolls.
The
speed limits?
The highway through the Canadian Shield is particularly bad. Yeah. You usually want to cut through like Minnesota and stuff.
Yeah.
It quite literally gives us 2 options to mostly go through the U.S. and then pop up once you get to Ontario.
Oh, they're skipping the prairies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm surprised.
Like, it looks like they're dropping down right at Peace Arch or something.
Huh. Well, short route.
Well, you could always do what your family did when you did the road trip across Canada.
Let me drive and get freaked out by a hailstorm?
Didn't with your parents? Didn't you guys like drive to Alberta and then fly to Ontario or something?
No. That was a different thing. No, my mom, my brother, and I drove to Winnipeg, and my dad flew there because he was doing business. So we drove and eventually met him there, and then we drove back.
Must have been someone else then. Someone else I know literally drove from Metro Vancouver here to Alberta, flew to Ontario, and they rented a car and continued.
I mean, they didn't miss much.
Now there'd be a lot to miss because of all the beer, but it is pretty flat.
Wow. Yeah, when I was a kid, when I was in grade 7, I think, we flew out to Ontario, and then we drove back. We drove back from Belleville, Ontario, I believe. Yeah,
back then, it'd probably be just as fast to drive.
It was about 5 days, I think, if I remember correctly.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, and the flight, I think, was rough. I think it was like 8 hours or something back then.
Oh, jeez. You are old.
That was back when people could still smoke on airplanes.
Oh, God. I do vaguely remember those days.
It was lovely.
I don't.
Yeah, being trapped in a small, confined space with somebody smoking. That's
recycled
fantastic.
Air.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad things have changed.
Yeah. Wow.
Ay, ay, ay. All right, well. Wow. I'd recommend if you want to hear more about the beer scene out in the Maritimes, check out 902brewcast.com. Mm-hmm. That's the numbers 902. And also if you want to read about beer from out in the Atlantic provinces, it's acbeerblog.ca.
Yeah.
And thanks for the trades, guys. That was awesome.
They were very good.
Delicious.
Thank you so much.
So if you want to help the show get even better, you can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/Pacific Beer Chat. Shout out to our 2 Patreon supporters. We've got Indie Beer Show in California and Steve.
Nice.
Cheers.
Cheers, man.
Cheers.
Thanks for tuning in to Pacific Beer Chat. We can be found on all podcast apps as well as at pacificbeerchat.com. If you find a podcast app we are missing on, let us know and we'll endeavor to fix that. Leave us a review on iTunes as it helps expose more people to the show. You can email us at feedback@pacificbeerchat.com. We can be found on all major social media apps at Pacific Beer Chat. Logo design was by Tim, the craft beer tourist. Audio editing done by Cam, known as Cam on Tap on Twitter. To play us out, here is a clip of the song Lothian by the band Conundrum, performed by Kevin Ems. Find them at conundrum-music.bandcamp.com. The song that plays us out is part of our intro.